shout hallelujah every day.
It's a beautiful day. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. Welcome to Hallelujah Everyday Podcast, your one-stop channel for daily inspiration, devotion, and motivation in Christ Jesus. I'm your friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. We take our reading of the Holy Bible from the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, and verses 20 to 22. Bible says, "So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, 'Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe in this prophet, and you shall prosper.' And when they had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord, and those who should praise the beauty of his holiness, as they went out before the army and were saying, 'Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever.' Now when they had begun to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they defeated them." Hallelujah. Child of God, I declare praise and worship on your lips, for God will not cease, in Jesus' name. Understand this secret today. You don't have to be a worship leader to worship, and you don't have to be a praise leader to sing to the Almighty God. You only have to be a child of God. There's limitless power in praise and worship. There are many battles we win in songs of worship and praise, once it comes from a sincere heart. When we worship and sing praises, God is magnified. His dominion is declared over our situation. So when we choose to praise him in the midst of battles, seen and unseen, he fights for us. Child of God, for the scripture says, the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. In the Bible, there was a time when the choir of the tribe of Judah defeated three terrorizing large armies. Yes, three terrorizing large armies that had assembled to destroy them. As God's people shouted and praised, the unchallengeable God threw the enemy armies into confusion and caused them to slaughter themselves one after the other. Child of God, what was the battle strategy? It's so simple. They worshipped and they praised God. No one praises God with sincerity of heart and end up in shame. It is practically impossible. When you open the gates of your heart, through intentional gratitude and thankfulness for what God has done, you come in contact with divine manifestation and battles are won. When we pray through praise and worship, we set the camp of darkness in confusion and frustration. Worship prompts God to come to the aid of his people. Israel won the battle of Jericho through worship. Child of God, remember what happened in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. King Jehoshaphat led the people of Judah into battle with singing and worship. As the people worshipped, their enemies fought against themselves and destroyed one another. They caged the enemy with their praise and worship. Something is on your lips that will lift up praise and worship to God, to stir God to fight the battle for you today, in Jesus' name. Acts of the Apostles chapter 16 reveals how Paul and Silas were thrown into jail. That night, Paul and Silas sat with their feet in chains and sang songs of praise. God sent an earthquake. The prison doors were flung open. The jailer got his salvation that day. Child of God, when we face our Jerichos, our places of battle, at times we fight the war with the carnal weapons. We ignorantly use manipulation, gossip, deceit, physical ideas. But child of God, those things don't work. People struggle for power and struggle for position. But these aren't the weapons of God given to us for battle. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Praises, worship, draws power from on high and suffocate the devils out. Child of God, praising God as you walk through the fire will bring strength and peace to your heart. Fill your heart with praise for God, pushing out the fear and of course the worry. Today, I pray with you. Victory over all circumstances are yours in the mighty name of Jesus. Your song will destroy your foes. Your worship will build a wall of defense round about you. You will not be disappointed in life in the name of Jesus. Every sorrow associated with this year will not come near you, will not come near your family in the name of Jesus. Those who have vowed to see your end, you will see their end in Jesus' name. You will be lifted above all agenda of darkness in the mighty name of Jesus. Every delay assigned to hinder your testimony, assigned to close doors of breakthrough, let the delays be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed in the name of Jesus. You will end this year with victory in the name of Jesus. And I declare positive things that you have never seen are coming your way. The miraculous is taking place today in Jesus' name. Happy birthday and a big congratulations to those having wedding anniversaries today. The Almighty God bless you, elevate you, and lift you to higher ground. I celebrate you today on behalf of all the Hallelujah Everyday podcast subscribers. You are blessed. We celebrate with you. Child of God, thanks so much for listening and supporting the podcast across many platforms. Your effort and support keep the message going worldwide. Please keep sharing the podcast. It's all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never ever take your time for granted. We sincerely value your input and feedback. Have a wonderful day today. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 013 664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.